Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, as we know, this past week we saw the swearing-in of cabinet members and the return of Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams as the Minister of Small Business Development in the 7th administration. Great for continuity, positive reception from business, and of course, to help us understand the journey ahead and opportunities to explore for this department and ministry of the government, we joined by the Minister herself, Honourable Minister of Small Business Development, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams. Such a pleasure to have you on the show this evening, Minister, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Gugu, and good evening to all our listeners in their respective areas.
Fantastic. I guess congratulations firstly are in order on your successful appointment. At the pleasure of the president is typically what you always say in this particular portfolio. But it's good news because I guess we have an opportunity to follow through on some of the milestones, objectives and opportunities that you'd like to I guess, close off on following the previous administration.
Definitely, Gugu, it really presents that opportunity of saying, now that it's 3 years down the line since my appointment in the portfolio, what is it that you are doing differently? But also, how do we build on what we have started? Mm-hmm. Because there's this that most people tend to undermine as a thought process that must be applied when you want to make specific interventions, which is something that is very critical in the portfolios that we are responsible for, especially understanding that South Africa is a country of law. So now, as you mentioned, in the 7th administration, we are building exactly from what you have started. And of course, what you've started, you have heard us when we spoke about the introduction of the Small Enterprise Bill.
Yes.
That we amended. And now I did say Parliament, both houses had approved it. Now we're waiting for President to sign, and he can sign any time, which means we stand to establish the Office of the Ombudsman in this term. We also stand to have both agencies, CEDA, CIFA, and the CBDA coming together as we had envisaged through the bill that we have worked on. Mm. So for us, it's a continuation of what we have started in terms of trying to resolve some of the challenges that are faced by entrepreneurs.
100%. Minister, I'm so glad that you mentioned the continuation of some of the changes that were meant to be implemented because it was anticipated that this would take place. On that note, I have a twofold question. In terms of the capacity and the resources that will be required to consolidate the likes of CEDA and CIFA and the establishment of the Ombudsman's Office, help us understand what kind of resources and talent will be necessary and if there's an adequate process to make sure that these institutions will be adequately capacitated.
Well, the first thing that we need is internal capacity in terms of human people. I mean, humans within the organization.
Yes.
Because the fact that we are bringing in three agencies, it doesn't mean automatically all of them will be responsive to what the new agency must do. We're not just bringing two agencies, but we are repositioning mm-hmm. the agency to be able to be that catalytic agency that is able to provide at the same time the business development support and the financial support, which is something that we've never had in South Africa. Whether you look at the NEF, whether you look at IDC and many other FDIs, DFIs, they don't talk to what we are doing. So it's a unique agency that we are presenting, which will require, of course, certain skills that we must give people with both understanding of how to navigate those ways. But at the center of it is to put a leadership that understands that the DFI or the entity that we are setting up is not only looking at being a finance institute that will have people who want to behave like they are commercial banks. We are an agency that is responsible for entrepreneurs' development. Now, you need people who also have an understanding of developmental finance to say, what is it that we can do? If you are applying for funds, for example, from us, we should be able to say, Google, we are declining your application because then assist Google to be able to go and address it. To say, this is why I couldn't be successful. How do I go and be assisted so that I can come back and apply instead of people just being rejected? They don't even know what is the reason. But also at times, they can't even get the assistance because they can't afford what they're expected to do. So the business development support seeks to address that.
100%. I'm so glad that you mentioned the solutionist thinking, because that has often been the pressure point for entrepreneurs who bemoan and raise frustrations about red tape. And I'm hoping perhaps that this time around there might be enhanced collaborative efforts with either National Treasury, other ministries within the financial cluster, just to minimize the level of red tape that we see adding pressure to entrepreneurs. Is that an area of priority in this next administration?
It is a priority, Google, to an extent that we started by identifying the pieces of legislation which are really prohibiting the success of entrepreneurs in the value chains that we stay in. Because when people say red tape, it is something that is found in law, and people tend to use the law just like the municipalities will do, introduce certain bylaws that exclude certain categories of business people from areas where they would want to trade. It is those laws, for example, if you go to the tourism industry, wherein they will say, at least for you to be able to open a travel agency, you must have 1 million rand in your surplus. And these are the things that continue to demoralize our people and get them excluded. So we've identified some of those, and then we've taken them to the responsible departments to say, we are not dictating to you, but this government has made an SMM is a priority because we want to drive economic growth and we want to create jobs through supporting SMMEs. Therefore, there's a need to review certain legislations and repeals. And this administration will be focusing on those, including utilizing the procurement by the state to say, how do we identify a need for SMMEs? We've sent some of the list. Some items that are on our national treasury, but now is to assess and develop a template wherein we are able to monitor whether the departments are really adhering to that. For example, a report was released yesterday which talks to lack of compliance by certain departments on paying SMMEs in 30 days.
Yes.
The Office of the Ombudsman will address that because we're going to be penalizing those people. But we're saying it is not enough to penalize. They must know that we are going to develop, we are engaging the minister responsible for finance to develop a system that we must both have access to in terms of monitoring how SMMEs are paid at local and up to national level, including the state-owned entities.
Yes.
Because as things stand, the system at National Treasury is not able to pick up if this is an SMME that is paid in 30 days or not. So they're just tracking payment of service providers. So we are specific this time to say we're going to focus, and it is only this department that must be able to drive that narrative and be able to bring all the other players in the ecosystem. We do hope that you will also help us to raise awareness when those are taking place.
Definitely. We're always happy to partner and collaborate and share the messaging with entrepreneurs who themselves also join us on the show very often to share their opportunities and, of course, some solutions they'd like to share with your department. So I'm hoping, Minister, one day we can have a one-on-one in a room full of entrepreneurs and hopefully tackle not only the challenges but source solutions as well, so that everybody moves forward on one particular vision. So hopefully we can arrange that soon.
Definitely we'll arrange that. We normally do November, which is an entrepreneurship month.
Yes.
And is part of those engagements. So we can just then direct or request the team at comms to make sure that they include you to be part of those people.
Fantastic. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And before I let you go then, Minister, I guess just to close off with, there might be entrepreneurs who are listening who are keen to understand how or which sectors might be of great prominence within the seventh administration going forward for the economy. Are there key sectors that continue to have areas of strength and support, or that will be priority areas of grooming entrepreneurs? And which might they be?
There are certain sectors, but we are having a budget vote on the 12th, which is next week, 12th of July. Please don't spoil my surprise. Let all entrepreneurs tune in and listen to our plans for this financial year so that they can also custom make their proposals and whatever support that they require from us.
Oh, fantastic. Minister, I thought you were going to break some news here, but we can do that together next week then.
Please, allow me to do that, please.
Fantastic. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you for making time so speediously following you taking care of office yet again, and all the best for the years ahead in the Ministry of Small Business Development, Minister.
Thank you so much, Gugu. And I would like to encourage our entrepreneurs to keep on knocking. I know at times we're not really responsive, but they must never give up on us.
100%. Certainly. We'll be able to assist them too and knock with them and find solutions together. Thank you again.
Thank you.
That's
the
Minister of Small Business Development, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, of course, giving us an idea as to what they will be tackling within the 7th administration. Key sectors that will be announced after the budget vote, as she's alluded to, that will be taking place next week. And if you are an entrepreneur, listen in, share your thoughts, raise your questions. And as promised, a little bit later on in the year, once things have settled, there's some clarity in terms of the policy direction and a follow through on some of the commitments that have been made, we will be sure to actively participate in a one-on-one conversation with the Minister of Small Business Development during Entrepreneurship Month with Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.